99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
What's happened, Cap'n? It's not just a pickup line that I might have used in college.
No, you did not.
But it's also part of our Setting the Bar story. Which, Kelly, if you were to tell someone who's never heard of Setting the Bar story what it is, what would you say?
Well, the bar is a little hurdle that we set really low. And we're pretty confident you can jump over it successfully and then have a win for the day, no matter what else happens to you today.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes we even highlight the state of Florida because Florida, there are weird, random things that happen in that state from time to time. So to Florida we go for this one. If you can manage to make it through the day without chugging some Captain Morgan, then starting a fire in the middle of the road, then you're doing okay.
Wow, in the middle of the road?
Yep.
That's an unusual spot for s'mores.
Maybe he was just hungry and had a hankering for some s'mores.
Absolutely.
And was just like,
they're
you know
delicious.
What? No place or time like the present.
This looks like a good spot.
Right. So 37-year-old dude got arrested after he started a fire in the middle of the road in front of his house. Cops got there. He was on his porch. He was also he was also holding a sword.
Okay. Well, wanted to be a safe distance away from the flames.
Maybe,
also
yeah.
Also sent a strongly worded message to his neighbors, apparently.
Right, right. So the cops were talking to him. He started chugging some Captain Morgan.
It's a really nice time to start doing that.
Yeah. So he's just like, you know what? I'm thirsty. These cops are going on and on about me wanting to make s'mores in the middle of my street.
I'm parched.
I'm parched. Only thing I have, I mean, the Florida heat kind of gets to me, right?
Yes. Something tells me he had been partaking in the Captain Morgans before the decision to set the fire in the road.
Yeah, and I don't know if when he got to jail, he then saw he then saw the sprinkler and was like, oh, that will help me put the fire out that's in front of my house. But maybe didn't realize that he wasn't in front of his house anymore and then intentionally broke the sprinkler at the jail, which then in turn flooded his holding cell. So,
oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That is a domino effect of fun right there.
Domino effect of fun for our hero from Florida. Who?
Our hero.
So again, maybe you were thinking s'mores sounded great. Here's an example of how not to go about them.
Absolutely. You should probably have a proper fire pit in your backyard, you know, away from anything that could set fire.
Right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without chugging some Captain Morgan, starting that fire in the middle of the road and, you know, brandishing a sword, then you're doing okay.
All good notes.
Yeah, that is Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX.